This is A-State Connections on KASU. I'm Jonathan Raves. This is a weekly segment called A-State Connections and Create at State, making connections that count. In this interview, we talk about mechanical engineering research with Assistant Professor of Mechanical Engineering at Arkansas State, Dr. Robert Fleming, and Civil Engineering Major Shannon Hughes. Fleming starts the interview.
So very broadly, I'm using computational material science techniques to simulate and understand the behavior of defects in nanomaterials.
Okay, and tell us about how you've come across with by way of that interest in that research.
This is a project that I've been working on since my PhD, basically, and that I'm continuing to work on here at A-State.
Okay, tell us about how you got involved in this, please.
Last semester, I started working on the human-powered vehicle project for the mechanical engineering program, and he is the faculty advisor for that. And he approached me and asked me if I would be interested in doing some research, and I said sure. So here we are now.
Okay, so I think I've heard some of this, but kind of tell us about this human vehicle project, if you don't mind, please.
Sure. Yes, we are fabricating a vehicle that is human-powered, such as a bicycle. Ours is currently three-wheeled, two in the front and one in the back, and we will take it to competition in Georgia in
April or May.
Yeah, late in the spring, but that's going to be fantastic. So how did Joe come up with the idea for this?
That was an existing project that's existed on campus. It's done basically yearly. I'm a new faculty member and took over as the faculty sponsor. And it's been a good experience so far.
This will be the first year in a while, though, that we're actually going to competition, I believe.
That's true, yeah.
So that's pretty exciting that, you know, he's kind of revived this program.
Yeah, that's great. So kind of tell us about how you've been working in this and kind of getting this ready for competition, if you don't mind. This, as I said, this sounds super cool.
Well, I had never really done much in a shop. I grew up with three brothers, so they were always the helpers when my dad was doing stuff. So my first step was learning my way around the shop, and last semester I got to experience welding and cutting of metal and all kinds of interesting things I'd never done before. And we created a practice bike, which wasn't fully functional, but was definitely a good practice. And now we feel more prepared to take an actual working bike to competition this semester.
So tell us about this competition y'all are going to, if you don't mind. As I said, this is going to be in Georgia, is that right?
Yeah. Yes.
Tell us about that.
It's going to be in Georgia. I've got a team of about 10 to 12 students who are working on this project. It's in conjunction with my machine design and mechanical system design classes. The ASME, which is the American Society of Mechanical Engineers, is sponsoring the human-powered vehicle competition, and they have a set of challenges, basically speed, endurance, mission specific. I believe the mission this particular year is carrying a parcel as part of the endurance challenge. Basically, designing a vehicle under specific criteria that you'll take and compete against other teams across the country.
Fantastic. So, in the competition, is it speed? Is it how well it works? Kind of tell us about that.
There's a couple different ways they judge it. There is a speed round, and then there's another one that's endurance. I believe that's about 2.5 hours straight of riding, and you can swap out riders as people get exhausted. And then there's also an obstacle course, I believe. And I think they also judge based on aesthetics.
Aesthetics, performance, safety criteria, performance on safety criteria,
yeah,
et cetera.
Yeah. How long have you been working on this?
Just this last semester. So we started in the fall, and we got the group together. Our captain, Preston Spencer, did a really good job of organizing everybody. And so we started with doing research on other human-powered vehicles and then went into 3D design software and, you know, fabricated the pieces in there. And then we went into the shop and actually started machining out the parts and putting our bike together. So we've only been at this for a semester, and I'll be in it this semester, and that might be all. I don't know. We'll see about next year.
Oh, no, it'll be a yearly thing. So
yeah, and so with this, what do you hope that in the future, when you take a look at this, how do you hope that this will kind of evolve and continue to grow over the next couple of years?
So my favorite part of the project is that I get to integrate it into my classes and teach machine and mechanical design principles with a hands-on project. I'm expecting to make that a sustainable project for my classes and as an extracurricular activity. I guess the end goal is to take to the competition and win eventually.
Right. And what are the different things that you're able to kind of focus on? Because this is one of those things where you could sit in the classroom and kind of talk about this, but now everyone is kind of hands-on. What are some of the specific things that you're kind of, you know, telling them, you know, kind of going over with them as y'all are working on this machine together?
Right. So we're trying to emphasize rational design techniques. So designing a vehicle using computer CAD software, basically, mm-hmm. then being able to fabricate that ourselves. And the bike that the team made last semester, they fabricated pretty much entirely themselves out of scrap parts that we had. And so I was very proud of the work that they'd done. I'm hoping to be able to generate some funding to get some more professional parts in the future so that we can take that bike to competition.
That is pretty cool how y'all were able to kind of take something. You don't want to use the term take something from nothing, but if you are, in a way, you kind of are. You are. You're just kind of building it from scratch, and that you've had a part in that. Your thoughts on how from the beginning of it, where it was just scraps, you're taking it now to competition. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, it was really exciting to see it come together. At the beginning, it's hard to visualize, you know, these pieces of old bike that don't work anymore as a functioning vehicle in the end, and so it was really cool, and everybody got super excited once we could actually see the form starting to take shape.
Very good.
It was very cool.
So is this part of the research that's going to be presented here pretty soon at conference?
This actually is completely separate from the research that we're working on.
Cool. But, yeah. Okay. Tell us about that bit of research.
Okay. So this is going to be a project. The research that we're working on is studying the mechanical behavior of nanomaterials. Back during my PhD, I found a specific type of nanostructure that when you pattern surfaces with these nanostructures, has a very low coefficient of friction and high durability. And that's a really interesting trade-off. But we didn't understand why it had those specific properties. So that's what I've been looking at since then, is using computer modeling and computational material science to try to understand what is special about these materials that gives them these properties.
Right, and tell us about your part in this particular research project, please.
So when he worked on this before, he started with physical experimental data that he'd gathered and then created the software, the simulation, to model it. Because when you're looking at it physically, you don't know why something is happening. So when we put it into the software we're using, then you can visualize every step of the way as it becomes compressed and any defects that form, and it allows for much greater understanding of why something is happening.
Right. And tell us about how it's been working with each other on this. How have things been going by way of the work that she's been doing in this?
So I've been happy to have someone to help out. I think there's a definite learning curve to picking up the techniques of computational material science, but she's done a great job so far. I hope she's having a good time with it as well.
Yeah. Are you?
Yes. We have not gotten to go very far so far because we only recently received our funding, or we haven't even gotten all of it quite yet. So far, I've just been doing research on my own and trying to understand how the software works and understand the research that Dr. Fleming has done so far. So I will be able to continue that.
Right. That's fantastic. And so you all are doing some amazing, amazing things. But Shannon, one thing I want to ask you, how did you come to Arkansas State, if you don't mind, please? Tell us a little bit about you.
Well, I started at Missouri State West Plains, and I did 2 years there. I then transferred here with the intentions of going into the nutritional science program.
Right.
And I decided that wasn't for me and was between business and engineering, and took the leap into engineering to see if I'd like it, and so far it's been great. I'm not looking back at all.
Fantastic. And when you talk about the form of engineering that you're doing and all the great projects that you're doing, think about this particular project. How do you think that these projects that you work on will make a difference in the communities for area businesses and those kinds of things, kind of in the communities that Arkansas State University serves?
I think the biggest benefit is I want to give students opportunities. I want to help them develop skills that are going to help them in their job search and in their further career. And places like High Troll and Big River Steel and Nucor in the area, those are our primary consumers of engineering talent in the area. And I'm wanting to give students skills that are relevant to those industries so that we can synergistically grow the university and grow local industries at the same time.
Fantastic. On your research and on your projects and all that, how's it been like working with him?
He's been great. He's new to the university. He just started working here last semester. And I can honestly say he's one of my favorite professors so far. I've actually not had him as a teacher, but
sure.
maybe that's why he's my favorite, you know.
Maybe it'd be a lot different if you... No, I'm kidding.
But I can tell he's passionate about helping students learn and actually grasp material and not just get the degree.
I'm glad you both are at Arkansas State. How did you come to Arkansas State, sir?
So I got my PhD. I'm from Arkansas originally. I'm originally from Batesville. I got all of my degrees at the University of Arkansas. After I finished my PhD, I spent a couple of years in Northwest Arkansas working at a small tech startup that developed anti-reflective coatings for energy applications. This past spring, there was an opening for a faculty position at Arkansas State, and I'd always wanted to be a faculty member, and that was too good of an opportunity to pass up. In-state faculty positions don't come up very often, and I wanted to stay in-state. I didn't want to move away to get a faculty position, so right. I was very fortunate, I feel, to get this position. I've enjoyed it since I've been here.
How does it feel being in the classroom?
That was a little bit new to me, but it's been a really good experience, and I like the freedom that I have to kind of integrate some of these projects into my classes so I can give students some hands-on experience and not just chalkboard experience.
Right. And that's one of those parts of learning that really, Shannon, I know really helps you and other students, instead of just kind of sitting in the classroom and all that stuff, being able to actually, you know, kind of get hands-on applying and all of that. Had you thought about research before you started getting involved in something like this?
I personally hadn't. I didn't know really how to get involved or what I would research, but I was pretty excited when he approached me because, you know, I'm all for new opportunities and improving my skills in a lot of different areas, so I'm grateful for the opportunity.
Is this something that you're thinking that maybe we might want to continue on doing?
I know research is an important part of a lot of master's and doctoral programs, and I think I might continue on with my education. So in that respect, yes, I think I will.
Assistant Professor of Mechanical Engineering at Arkansas State is Dr. Robert Fleming, and Civil Engineering major Shannon Hughes on the Create at State podcast. To hear more interviews like this one, you can subscribe to the Create at State podcast at the Create at State podcast page at kasu.org. It's also available on iTunes or Google Play, or you can listen on the NPR app. And tell others about the Create at State podcast and leave us a review, as we'd love to hear from you. A 5-star review on iTunes would allow this podcast to get to more ears. You are listening to A-State Connections on KASU. I'm Jonathan Reeves.